For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. More Californians are attending live events as case rates continue to drop and vaccinations increase. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd has this story from Ring Central Coliseum, home of the Oakland Athletics and one of the state's mass vaccination sites.
Heavy-duty Oakland A's fan right here for over about 20 years.
Joey Guevara sits back in his folding chair and takes a swig of his beer as the parking lot fills up before the first pitch.
It's like life, you know what I mean? It's like water. Well, if I took off my shirt, you'll see the scratch marks on my chest from itching so hard, trying to get to the game, you know?
Outdoor events are allowed in nearly all of California, and indoor events will start coming back next week. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the economy could fully reopen by mid-June. Inside the Coliseum, masks and social distancing are required. If you want a hot dog, you have to pre-order on your phone and pick it up at the concession stand. And there are lots of empty seats. Tonight's attendance is less than 7,000 in a stadium that holds over 45,000 fans. Timothy Brewer is a professor of medicine and epidemiology at UCLA. He says the worst of the pandemic is likely behind us.
I think we are moving in the right direction. So I guess I would put us somewhere around the 7th inning stretch.
He adds Newsom's timeline for phasing in events and reopening the economy by mid-June is prudent.
If vaccinations continue at the rate they've been going and the supply holds up, I suspect we'll actually have enough people vaccinated that they could think about moving that date sooner.
But he cautions that doesn't mean people should let down their guard. In Oakland, I'm Scott Rodd.
California high school sports are back in full swing just 1 year after many lost an entire season because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But as Cap Radio's Chris Hooks reports, some coaches and health experts are worried that all that time off could result in more injuries.
Some things don't change at Sheldon High School's football stadium in Elk Grove. The sounds of pads and helmets colliding, whistles blowing, and coaches yelling hustle up. It took more than a year to get to this point, and to stay on the field, safety guidelines are necessary, including weekly COVID-19 testing. But as coaches navigate the logistics of a shortened season, they're also working to ensure kids avoid major injuries resulting from prolonged time off. Head football coach Chris Nixon says, so far, they've been lucky.
You know, you do what you can to kind of monitor and watch. We're fortunate to have a trainer here at every practice, every game, so we can watch out for that kind of stuff and take care of it.
Nixon says ultimately it comes down to adjusting practice, running less, phasing in the tougher conditioning, and focusing on technique. Those changes, however minor, are crucial to avoiding traumatic injuries and those resulting from overuse, says Dr. Nicole Frio with Shriners Hospital.
What I tell a lot of my kids is, like, I rather have them really focus on getting conditioned, regaining their strength, getting good biomechanics before they go back to competition. Because I think really waiting until next year's season is okay.
Friel says it's equally important to consider the mental health of student athletes who have had to handle the stressors of home, virtual schooling, and having no sports, all while living in a pandemic. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Hooks.
Traffic lanes and a connector bridge will be shut down beginning tonight on the Riverside 91 freeway in Riverside and Corona to enable crews to make a series of modifications and repairs, according to Caltrans. Between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Friday, two lanes are scheduled to be closed on the westbound 91 from Van Buren Boulevard to La Sierra Avenue, and the La Sierra, Tyler Street, and Van Buren exit ramps will all be closed. Two westbound lanes will remain available for the duration of the 7-hour closures. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.